We are here at the 2020 Q Symposium on the Big Island of Hawaii, and look who I ran into, Mr. Kurt Kordeleski from Best Innovation Group. Kirk, how are you?
I am great, Mike. You know, how good is it to be here in Hawaii from when you're sitting on the northeast coast?
Good for you, right?
Yeah, you know, so this is beautiful.
Yeah, this is a really, really nice place here for sure. And speaking of nice places, how's the conference going for you? I mean, you've been busy over there, so how's it going?
You know, the conference is amazing. You and I were just talking about it a moment ago. It's the real movers and shakers in the industry. Q's does such a marvelous job of bringing together the board chairmen and the CEOs for this conference. Mm-hmm. And what's so cool about it, these are the people that want to learn and evolve. Okay. So the conversations here are great.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I totally agree. And it's there, like you said, they want to learn. They want to keep this industry moving forward. So it's really, really cool gathering for sure. Hey, I wanted to also talk about Best Innovation Group's Data Analytics Survey Report, your annual one.
Right.
So give us a quick overview and then we'll get into a couple of the findings that you guys discovered.
Thank you. So this is our third annual survey.
Already? Wow, amazing. How time flies.
You know, and so Big is really values this idea about data strategy and roadmaps and the evolution of data and its performance in credit unions. And as you know, we have AXFI, we've been at conference for 6 years, so it's important to us and how we think about how credit unions will compete going forward. So and data is now foundational, and that's really what the survey told us. If you look at this transition between 17, 18, and 19, the surveys, what you see in the beginning in the year in the 17 survey was kind of an awareness. Mm-hmm. And you know it from the conferences and from your interviews. That's mm-hmm. when the conversation started.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how do we compete with Amazon? What are they using in data? What are the big banks thinking about or investing in? Mm-hmm. And it was conference speeches and presentations, but it was an awareness issue. Mm-hmm. 18, you started to see investments, and you started to see teams being built or dollars being spent and evolving from, okay, we know about it, to thinking about a strategy and thinking about a roadmap. Incredible things happened in 19. We've gone from those concepts of awareness and strategizing about mm-hmm. it to execution.
Yep.
And so that's what we see. Yep. And I follow a lot of your interviews and I see this thread through it, right, mm-hmm. about digital and data.
Mm-hmm.
And they really are interconnected, and credit unions are understanding that from a strategic perspective now.
Mm-hmm.
That if you can't do digital well and you can't run your business well without data.
Oh,
so now 60% of the credit unions almost 60% have the extremely important top category that data strategy is in their strategic plan.
Oh, good.
Almost 75% have it in the top two categories.
Wow.
What a change.
Yeah,
I mean, really what a change.
From just 3 or 4 years ago.
3 or 4 years ago when the number is 20 or 30%,
yeah.
Right? I don't remember the exact number,
mm-hmm.
but it was less than 40.
Mm-hmm.
And so that evolution is incredible. And then you see it manifesting itself in real work. So 55% of the credit unions are now investing more than $250,000 in 2019. That 55% is 55% of the credit unions that have strategy around it. So it's not 55% of the whole, but 55%, of the people that have been thinking about it and strategizing about it. 60% have a roadmap. So you're now in a real investment concept and movement.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, what do you attribute that to? Is it just the education, or is it kind of seeing their peers dive in as well, or maybe a combination?
It is a combination of, I think, three things, right? And I think you hit two of them, but let's not forget the really macro issue that member value and organizational value in retail businesses is really driven by data and digital, right? And so digital being this aspect of how this industrial revolution of how we do business in banking, right? And so as we move more and more into micro-segmentation, lending decisions by machine learning, by development of how we organize ourselves and make decisions within the company about being analytical in those decisions versus being gut feelings, that is all driven by a competitive marketplace that just is spending a great deal of energy, efforts, and skills on data.
Mm-hmm.
So that competitive force, if you want to provide member value today, you've got to start getting good at data.
Oh,
completely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The second piece is that the industry is just aware, right? And that shows in the surveys, it shows in your interviews, it shows at conferences.
At every conference. Yeah.
Right. So, and then it's an immense amount of really cool firms coming to fore with data-driven decisions, right?
Yeah.
So now you have the vendors kind of moving around and partnerships happening, and credit union selling success stories.
Mm-hmm. And there's maybe a little offshoot here is like, I don't think credit unions or financial institutions in general are scared of fintechs anymore. Because remember when they first came on, it seems like, oh my gosh, they're going to take over the world. But now there's been this evolution, as you well know, that there's this partnership evolution now. Now we're partnering with these folks.
Right.
And it's really been actually kind of a blessing. It's really kind of cool now. I think that might be part of it as well, right?
Absolutely. And I think you see that industry wide, right? Mm-hmm. You see accelerators and startup company funding mechanisms within the industry. You've never seen that before, right? You see things like Constellation raising $30 million or CU Ledger $10 million, right? And so it's become part of who we are within the industry and then in partnerships with fintech. So it's not about being fearful of them. It's about partnering with them so they get a customer base to use and credit unions get an advanced and innovative technology.
Indeed.
Were there any surprises in this survey around? Did anything kind of raise your eyebrow? Oh, wow, I didn't see that one coming.
There was. And it really goes around an amazing number that we saw and one that we're concerned about. Mm-hmm. And that is that data governance, and I'll describe what we think governance is in a moment. But data governance only had 22% of the credit unions that were involved in a data governance model. And the problem with that is that data is culturally challenging for credit unions. We've been gut reactive. We haven't had stock price to drive analytics within the finance department or in the marketing areas or the lending areas. So it hasn't been integral to who we are like it has been for banks and for-profit companies.
Right.
And data governance, the data governance model, and then the data model underneath it and the tools underneath that, and the business analysts and how they connect and work together are all part of a governance structure that has to be there to bring the culture together to change and use data. And only 22% of the credit unions, even when you have 50% have a strategy, 60% have a roadmap, only 22% are having a governance structure.
Oh, wow.
And that's a little scary. Another number that is striking, right? In each of the credit unions that we look at, there are some 30 to 50 databases. Think about lending.
What?
Think about lending, right? In a typical credit union, they'll have the core lending system. They'll have an LOS for consumer lending, an LOS for mortgage lending, an LOS for business lending. They'll often have a collection system, a mortgage servicing system, and a business servicing system. They'll often have an indirect auto system, and they'll connect to Experian, right, for flow for the data.
Sure.
You put all that together, that's complex. And if you don't have a data governance structure, you'll start making inefficient, at least, maybe inappropriate decisions.
I think that's the definition of a disparate system network.
Disparate system network, yeah.
Goodness gracious. So what do you guys want to achieve with this survey? Obviously, it's a great educational tool to see where we are as far as data and all that type of stuff. So what other goals do you guys want to achieve with this?
I think the most important thing is that, and we've talked about it a couple times, that data is now foundational. It is the gold mine of the industry. We own data from members that nobody else has in fintechs or in other retail businesses.
Oh, yeah.
And if we're going to be like Amazon and recommend products, and we're going to serve and connect and provide a member value proposition that values, data is essential to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we want people to keep concentrating on. That data is not a channel or is not a project. It is a strategy foundational to the organization, drives digital performance, and drives business intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of this stuff is any good without the data, without the good quality data, because you have the bad data and you want to just put that in the trash can somewhere. Then you have to prioritize all the data. There's a whole data science behind all this stuff now too.
And you just described data governance,
right?
So
right.
That's why that's so essential. If you don't get those pieces thoughtfully in place, you'll go this way, then you'll go that way, and then you'll go this way.
Yeah.
That could lead you down a really nasty rabbit hole for sure. So where can we find out more information? Where can we get access to the survey report?
So big-fintech.com is where the survey is there. And we have this neat thing that we're working with credit unions on. And that is there's a 10-question survey that if you want to fill it out, we can take that data is clear enough to us to be able to compare you to your peers, and we'll give you an hour free consulting about how you're comparing to your peers in data strategy right now.
Wow. Good for you guys for doing that. Anything else to add on this one?
No,
and we'll definitely point the folks in the right direction to get to this, because I was just on your website this morning, and it's right there on the homepage, so you can't miss it.
We're very proud of this, right? You know, this is, And it takes a couple years to build up the understanding and the momentum. So this is our third year, and we think it really is insightful. Yeah, so I hope everyone checks it out.
I agree as well. All right, Kurt, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. Always an education. There he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Kurt Korletsky from Big Consulting.
Big Consulting.
Right? All right. Go look him up. Well done.